Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. A conservative organization has issued a report card on the governor and the legislature. Marlene Lockhart has the rundown.
We're going to be talking with Deputy Director for Policy, Jeffrey Lawrence.
Of NPRI. And coming upon the Power Pundit panel today, Ernie Adler, Guy Rocha, and Trey Abney. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy, and Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We are pleased to welcome back to the program Jeffrey Lawrence. He's the Deputy Director of Policy for NPRI. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. I want to start out talking about this 30-page report that you issued on the governor and the legislature from the last session. Give us your three most important points that you raise in this.
It's a review of what happened in the session. And I think some of the most significant things include a further extension of the so-called sunset taxes from 2009, authorization for some new local taxes at the county level, both Clark and Washoe County, as well as a number of new regulatory business regulation bills and barriers to entrepreneurship, things like occupational licensing. That's what we see as the major changes from this session.
And obviously, NPRI was unhappy with those things. Let's start out with the sunset taxes. Now, of course, that was all spurred in the previous session by the Supreme Court making a ruling on the clean water funds. How do you feel the budget would have fared if that money had been removed from the budget? Would we have not seen more cuts in services in the state?
Well, going into this session, revenues were starting to tick up a little bit. We saw some growth. Even without the sunset taxes, revenues were expected to be about $250 million of what it was in the last biennium, even allowing those to expire. So it would have been pretty close. What the extension of sunset taxes allowed them to do, essentially, was to increase spending by about 6% budget over budget.
And when you look at that, you know, we had cut so much during the recession. Did you not think that there was any increase in spending that would have been appropriate?
Well, you know, these taxes were promised to the people of Nevada that they would expire after 2011. Now they're going through to 2015. So we think that there were some items in the budget that could have been changed around so that they cost less money. Certainly we had a lot of ideas for doing that. We published the Solutions 2013 book, which has a lot of policy ideas and very specific ideas for how to reduce spending to keep spending in line with revenue. So we certainly thought it was feasible.
Does NPR believe that maintaining those sunsets was actually a tax increase, as others have said?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Does NPRI believe that maintaining those taxes that were supposed to sunset is actually a tax increase, as others have said?
Yes, we do. It's the law says that the tax is not supposed to be in place as of July 1st of this year, and it is in place, so we do see that as an increase.
Mr. Lawrence, how many of the proposals in your 2013 initiative that you put forward to legislators passed?
I don't know that any actually passed. There were several that were embodied as bill draft requests, and a few of them got hearings, and we testified during those hearings. However, to my knowledge, I don't think that any even received a floor vote.
And so you've issued this report grading legislators on various aspects and the governor. How would you grade NPRI based on none of your initiatives getting any traction whatsoever?
I suppose that we couldn't issue ourselves positive grades for those bills having passed. We would probably, the way we do the report card is that a lawmaker can gain points by voting for a good measure, but also gain points by voting against a bad measure. So it's still possible to get a high score even if you're not passing good legislation.
And so many of your recommendations are based on spending and revenue, yet Nevada remains at the bottom of every bad list. Does the quality of life for Nevadans ever enter into your analysis of what's actually good for the citizens of this state?
We think the quality of life is important, and that the best quality of life is usually delivered by free individuals interacting on the marketplace with less government intrusion in their lives. A big segment of what we grade, as I mentioned, is occupational licensing, which is typically a barrier to entrepreneurship and prevents people, particularly at the bottom end of the income scale, from being able to go out and easily earn a living and start their own business. So we think that these are things that should apply and appeal to a broad section of society.
How would you feel if you have a loved one or a parent in a nursing home right now in Nevada that just received an F grade by the feds?
We're grading lawmakers here, so we're not necessarily grading, beneficiaries of
No, but we're talking
Medicaid.
Quality of life issues. If you had a parent in one of these nursing homes, what would be the quality of life for that parent or loved one?
We think that the Medicaid system could run much better without spending a lot more money if it was structured around, for most beneficiaries, something called a health opportunity account, which was authorized by Congress back in 2006. It's basically similar to a health savings account that allows people to go out into the marketplace and buy health services from whatever provider they want, whether or not they're in the Medicaid network.
Now,
for those
like
on
Obamacare.
Long-term care, it's a little different.
And that sounds like Obamacare, being able to go out on the network and exchange and now purchase. Interesting.
Okay, quick answer to that, Jeff.
Obamacare is structured much differently. Obviously, there's a mandate associated with it and a number of taxes. What we're talking about is more of a market-oriented approach where people can, if they can't afford private insurance on their own, then they would become Medicaid eligible and be able to purchase services directly as opposed to going through some third-party payer network, as Obamacare requires people to do.
All right, let's take a break. More with Jeff Lawrence when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Pro Business Workers' Comp Company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
What has the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy, and Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jeffrey Lawrence. He's the Deputy Director of Policy for NPRI. One of the things that you were talking about earlier, Jeff, was your objection to the local or the taxes being imposed by the local authorities instead of the legislature. It's kind of interesting because a lot of folks at the beginning thought that that was kind of a gutless thing to do for the legislature and the governor to punt it to the local authorities. But it seems like the local authorities are going into this issue, especially here in Washoe County now, with this school board money into far greater depth than could have ever been done at the legislative session. Isn't the power better to be served in the hands of the people in the local areas?
Well, it's possible that those at the local level may have more information and more time to deliberate on these things, but there's a legal issue at stake here, and it's not clear that the legislature actually has the authority to pass down the taxing power like that. The Tax Restraint Initiative that was passed in the 1990s says that any measure that increases any revenue, any public revenue in any way, must get a two-thirds supermajority vote or a popular vote by the people at the ballot. And that would seem to include local taxes. So the tax authorization idea may not pass constitutional muster, and there hasn't been a ruling on that yet from the Nevada Supreme Court. But I think it's going to be a very interesting issue for them to take up.
Has anybody objected to the RTC in Southern Nevada passing their tax?
It would be impossible to file a lawsuit until someone first pays the tax, so there's been a damage. But I anticipate that will be the case for the gas tax that was passed in Clark County.
Do you plan, if Washoe County Commission approves this school tax, does NPRI plan to file a lawsuit?
It is something we've been looking at and talking about internally. We can't take an action until someone's actually paid the tax. So if the county commission doesn't even pass it, then it becomes a moot point.
Okay, some of the things that that you were talking about in this report, and it's a fascinating report, and I presume it's on NPRI's website?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I encourage people to go and look at it. What things that the governor increased funding for, give us your top three of the things that he increased funding for or started funding for that NPR objected to?
He did a number of different things. I guess at the top of the list might be an expansion of the full-day kindergarten program. Studies have kind of been mixed as to whether or not that actually increases student achievement. Of course, he continues to fund the class size reduction program, despite the fact that the state's numbers showed that larger classes have actually outperformed the smaller classes. He created a couple other education programs, including English language learner expansion. We didn't necessarily oppose that, but there was some new spending that we didn't have the revenues to back up.
And that's where we have to leave it. Jeff, always a pleasure to have you on the program and get your thoughts on this. And I encourage people to go to NPRI's website and read the report for yourselves. It's 30 pages. Sit down with a cup of coffee. You're going to need it. Jeff, thank you so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Before you go to this year's 50th anniversary Reno Air Races, stop by Mercedes-Benz of Reno, test drive a new or pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, and get a free pair of tickets to the air races.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
If you've been injured at work, you need to report it to your employer immediately and seek prompt medical attention. If you have any difficulties, call me. I'm Kathleen Sigurdson.
Please join us for the 7th Annual Suicide Prevention Walk at Idlewild Park, Saturday, September 14th. Registration is at 8 a.m. We'll see you there.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, the voice of Nevada's auto retail industry, committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy, and Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. For context, we're taping this the morning of Wednesday, the 11th of September. Our panel today, Guy Rocha, the former Nevada State Archivist, Ernie Adler, former State Senator, and Trey Abney, who currently has a job with the Chamber. We're recording this the morning after the President's speech on Syria, and I just want to read from the press release that Mark Amadei put out yesterday afternoon regarding the U.S. position regarding Syria. He said, in part, the lack of any discernment foreign policy strategy on the part of the administration is unnerving and embarrassing. The only driving force appears to be their off-the-cuff misstatements from the president's a red line for us to Secretary Kerry's unbelievably small, limited kind of effort, to his musings on the possibility of Assad's chemical weapons being turned over to the international community. That these bipolar gaffes are followed by disavowals and then claims that it was the plan all along further underscores the leadership vacuum, which is apparently being filled by Russian President Vladimir Putin. And then later in the release, he says, absent a significant degradation of the current circumstances, I would like to see the priorities for the remaining few weeks of the legislative session concentrate on matters at home, such as the economy, jobs, immigration, and health care. And Guy, now to the speech.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Mark jumped right in the middle of that. Clearly, he saw what he considers vulnerabilities and a lack of a strategy. I'm not as critical, but I'm not playing to CD2, the congressional district that he represents. Bipolar is a strong word. I do think that perhaps the president painted himself into a corner by making the red line statement, and a lot of things have happened, particularly the Russians jumping in. They're taking advantage of this dynamic. I can't imagine Putin being someone, a diplomatic negotiator, but clearly he is, and some of what the president's going to do is going to depend on what Russia does. That concerns me.
Well, he obviously used this for some political advantage, and he did a good job of it. But, you know, one of the facts remains is that Syria does have a huge amount of chemical weapons, and they could be dispersed throughout the region and be a real threat to all sorts of countries that are our allies. And I think the Russians are even a little bit afraid of that, and I think that's one reason they're pressing to remove the chemical weapons from Syria.
100,000 people already dead, and I hate to use this phrase, but only 2% have been affected by chemical weapons. Right. Your thoughts on the speech last night?
Well, I mean, the president, again, put himself in a box. I completely agree with Congressman Amadei. I thought that his statement was refreshing. You usually don't see statements come out of Washington like that. They're usually pretty sanitized and staff-driven, and you could tell that this was Mark talking. This president's flailing around. And I've never seen where we're going to lead up to do a military option, and we keep talking about, well, we're coming, we're going to do this, and it's going to be very small, it's going to be very little, don't worry about it, it's not going to be a big deal. We keep kind of giving it away, and then we back up and not even do it. I don't understand how, I mean, yes, this is an awful thing that happened in Syria, but there are awful things that happen all over the world, and we need to be very careful before we start weighing in on each little one of these things that happen.
Marlene?
I don't think that this has been handled well at all by the administration. However, I'm very pleased that we're backing up and we're going to pursue a diplomatic route rather than a military action. And if Putin gets some credit for that, it makes me very nervous. Mm-hmm. But I think in the interim, it's time to explore some diplomatic avenues and even, going to court and putting the Syria president, charge him with crimes. I think there's some other things that can happen.
You know, one of the things that I've always found interesting is whenever there's a major speech, I always like to listen to it rather than watch it, because you really hear whether there's any emotion behind the speech. And truthfully, the words made sense, but I felt no emotion from the president as he spoke last night.
I even think his body language betrayed some of that. You know, it's a situation where let's hurry up and wait now. Postponement, you know, there was some direction, and at this point with the potential negotiations, it's I'm happy with it, but it puts the president in a position of, well, what are we going to do next? We have to wait on the diplomatic dynamics before we can figure out what we're going to do. So they've circled the wagons and they're on hold.
You know, does this put future American presidents at risk?
I think it is a problem. I think that the fact that Congress wasn't backing a military strike by the president is problematic for the future. So I wasn't very happy about that.
And the difficulty, Trey, is that, you know, when the president says something, everybody remembers what he said and then holds that back up to him. And the difficulty of saying anything as president, because it can come back to haunt you. Red line comment, of course.
Well, that's right, the red line comment. And he didn't convince anybody of anything new last night. He kind of laid out the same thing that they'd been talking about for the past couple of weeks and then said, well, that's all great, but we're going to do a diplomatic thing now. We're going to go this route. And so it didn't help.
By the way, the one thing that I thought was the strangest comment of all was, I don't even have support in my own house.
Mm-hmm. Bizarre.
Household, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's where we have to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Get the absolute rock-bottom discount prices of the year at the Michael Hole Discount RV Sale, September 7th through 15th at Cabela's on I-80 next to Boomtown. Don't go to the other pretend RV shows. Get thousands in factory discounts on new and used motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, and toy haulers. Winnebago, Fleetwood, Rockwood, and more. Right now, buy a 2014 Rockwood tent trailer for just $85.75. Trade-ins welcome. Absolute rock-bottom discount prices at the Michael Hole Discount RV Sale, September 7th through 15th at Cabela's on I-80 next to Boomtown.
How much do you think individual health insurance costs? What if it costs less than you think?
Yes.
Okay. How much do you think the average doctor or ER visit costs? At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we offer a variety of coverage options at surprisingly affordable rates. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or simply can't get health insurance at work, find out about affordable choices from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans are designed to help fit your individual health care needs and budget.
Hi, Jack.
So whether you want basic coverage for yourself or more coverage for your family, call us at 1-800-818-0163. Or visit us online at buyanthemnow.com. Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Call Anthem today. 1-800-818-0163.
Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries has its trade-in sale. It's more like a trade-up sale. Now you can trade in your old sofa or chair to save money on beautiful new Lazy Boy furniture. Your trade-in saves you 50 off our legendary recliners and chairs, or 100 on that perfect sofa, and 200 toward a family-friendly Lazy Boy sectional. We'll even haul away your old furniture. The cost of trading up just came down. The trade-in sale. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
And coming up on our next broadcast, District Attorney Dick Hammack and Pop.